This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. And not really.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Reminding you to stay safe during the quarantine. Make sure you wash your hands. And wear a mask if you go out in public. And, just enjoy some music today. Oh, I gotta go get back to a pork butt.
We're gonna have to
use a pork butt.
Yeah, no shit. But we'll have to have our esteemed colleague make us a couple of new intros now that we're getting past this coronavirus. Hopefully, well, we're not, but we are.
It
depends on what news. Depends on
what we didn't have it. We didn't have it in March and April when everybody else did. We get it in July. Yeah.
Still wash your hands. Can you find toilet paper? You got toilet paper?
I got my toilet paper T-shirt on in my profile picture. I survived the great.
Yeah, we have plenty of toilet paper around here. Yeah, still can't find Lysol wipes, though.
You can't get Lysol wipes. I did find a 25-sheet thing of Clorox wipes a week ago. That's the first time I've seen any in over 3 months.
Well, I was I was looking up some news articles about that, and they said you may be able to get Lysol wipes in July or August.
Well, it's July, bitch.
Yeah, you know, well, it's just barely July.
Okay. Oh, it's July.
They also said August.
I know, but I'm getting tired of sitting at home. Anyway, hey, welcome to Off the Hook Radio for July 6th.
2020.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Bobo, you bitch.
Hey, you're the one who picked it.
I know.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, but I picked it in January. None of this shit was going on in January. Looks like we all survived that racist Independence Day holiday. That's good.
But did you see all the people who were lighting off illegal fireworks?
Oh, my God.
They're not. Most of them aren't illegal in Florida.
No, I understand. But there was like they had a video of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And just the neighborhoods exploding because the mayor said, nope, no fireworks this year. Nothing. We're not going to do anything. No fireworks, no parades, no nothing. And people just said, ah, fuck it.
Fuck you, Garcetti.
We'll have our own. Yeah, we'll have our own.
In New York, they've been setting off fireworks for the last 6 weeks. And they 2 o'clock in the morning, what do? They go start setting off fireworks. You see, some asshole went over and put a bunch of fireworks on a homeless guy and set him off, set the guy on fire.
I saw that. TikTok took that video down.
And the police just roll by. Good job, worst mayor in the world. Anyway, the March of the Morons continues. It's in the streets, as we just alluded to, and it's on cable news. Of course, those morons have been marching for years, not months. COVID is spreading, but it's mainly among the young and stupid. You know, the same ones marching in the streets, looting, and hating on the cops. So on Facebook, we've got the great mask debate. Apparently, if you wear a mask, you're a sheeple. You know, wearing a mask is...
And it violates your constitutional rights. Yeah, that's my favorite.
CB said one on pre-show was like, it's one step short of getting on the train to Auschwitz.
Train to Auschwitz, yeah, if you wear a mask. Well, yeah. Some people are just fucking stupid.
They had the one lady that they got, she was in Target, and she was an anti-masker, and she was sitting out, she went in and she tore down all the masks from their display and was throwing them all over the floor, and she got escorted out, and as people were coming out, she was calling them sheep and making sheep noises to them and everything else, until finally the police came and, you know, escorted her off the property. But this is just, this Facebook debate has actually gone into stores and into restaurants where people are getting into huge fights over not wearing a face mask.
Yeah, I saw a fist fight online the other day.
Yeah, there was one in a bar. There was, you know, they're everywhere.
There was one today where a customer ripped the face mask off the employee.
It's crazy.
I mean, come on. Your rights end where his nose starts, bitch.
And, but here's where our big problem here in New York State is, and you guys have seen it too.
Governor and the mayor of the biggest city in the country.
We have to be very careful because everyone has it too, the American Disabilities Act. But you know, this state's not screwing around with shit, so people are getting reported left and right.
Unless you're an old folk.
If this person walks into my door and doesn't want to wear a mask, I really. It's hard to force them to wear a mask because they can then try to sue me because I discriminated against them. And it's a real fine line. You know, do you wear a mask? Yes, when you go out. I wear a mask when I go out.
I wear a mask when I go somewhere in public, yeah.
Yeah, but I know two people that absolutely 100% refuse to wear a mask. And they say that it's, you know, for the disabilities thing. That's fine. But, you know, you don't have to wear an N95 mask. You don't have to wear – all you got to do is take a bandana and just put it around your face. They're being very lax on – as long as you've got something pulled over around your nose and mouth, most people don't say anything.
Yeah, I saw two women in a I think it was a Home Depot, judging by what it looked like in the background. They had a mandatory mask rule, and they painted their face like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. You know, like half of it blue and then another blue stripe over the cheek.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's I thought that was pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. But in Florida here, it's mandatory in many places now where it wasn't in March and April. But, you know, I wear my mask and because this grocery store says you have to wear a mask inside. And, you know, I want my my chipped ham and my
Bush's baked beans
and my Magnum.
Right. There's no reason to be a dick about it. So, and here's why the mask is important. And this is something I don't think a lot of people really think about. And I think it's important. When New York came down with this crisis and we were in our pandemic mode, which was what, March and April, correct? March and April when New York was.
You guys, yeah.
Okay. That's when the whole country freaked out, shut down, spazzed out, total pandemic. You know, the whole world's coming to an end. And at that point
$4 trillion of economic activity blown to hell.
Correct. And here's my point with that. When New York had the crisis, there was five states that shut down. Okay. Yeah. Right now, New York's not in crisis. And we're kind of like in this mode where, oh, everything's kind of peachy. Everything's all good. You know, it's not as big a deal as it was. But right now, there's 16 states with lockdown happening.
Not really lockdown. They went backwards on the reopening.
Correct. So but it's still the point is still the same. We're actually much worse now, even though the infection rate or the hospitalization rate and the death rate is down. The number of infections is out of control,
but it's young people.
But it's still out of control, and they're making it sound like it's not anywhere near as bad as it was when New York City had it.
I saw a doctor tonight, Slim, and he said that if you take the people over 70 out of the death tolls, and we also know the death toll is inflated anyway because they were calling everything COVID for quite a while.
Yes.
Because it made Trump look bad, and that's what they wanted to do. When you take that out, the death rate on coronavirus is 0.004. That is extremely low. That's way lower than the regular flu.
Oh, absolutely.
And the people that are going to the hospital now, hydroxychloroquine's okay again. That's just one of the dumbest damn things. You know, if Trump comes out and says oxygen is good, every Democrat in the country would hold their breath.
Oxygen is poisonous.
Oxygen is poisonous?
Oh, yeah.
Not to us.
Well, oxygen. Pure oxygen.
Pure oxygen, 100%. I've taken it. I played sports.
What the hell is it?
We had a little oxygen thing there on the side on those extremely hot days.
Pure oxygen is generally bad and sometimes toxic.
Well, you're only supposed to take a little bit. And actually,
I
don't think it was 100% oxygen either. I think it was like 50.
By the way,
it's 21% in the atmosphere, and it was like two and a half times that, I think.
Our nation's top doctor there, you know, Dr. Fauci.
Well, he's your top doctor, ain't mine. He's an idiot.
But yeah, well, wait.
Smartest idiot on TV.
He has finally weighed in on something he is absolutely correct on. Hold on, listen to this.
Oh, my God. He's correct. Okay.
He is correct. You ready?
I agree with you. I am completely unqualified to tell you whether you can play a sport or not.
There you go.
Yeah, I heard that. That was actually on the NFL Network, wasn't it? The other day, I was coming back from the grocery store, and the NFL Network was coming back from commercial at the top of the hour with a new show, and they said, we're going to get right into it because we have a famous guest to start off, Dr. Fauci. I listened to about 30 seconds of it, which he said that, and I turned him off.
That's all I listened. I pulled it for a sound clip.
But these masks things kill me, and I got my two Tampa Bay Bucks masks in here because I figure, you know, if they make you still wear a mask when the football season starts, I'm going to wear the mask because I want to go to the games. You know, the money's already spent. I'm going. But here's what it says in my new NFL face covering. This face covering is not a medical device. It is not intended to be a personal protective equipment and should not be used by healthcare professionals or used in a healthcare or clinical or environment or setting. The face covering is not intended to prevent or protect from any form of illness or disease or otherwise. I don't know why they added or otherwise. They probably made them in China and the English is fucked up. But it does have an official little NFL logo on it, one of those holograph things. Oh, my God.
Yeah, which probably triples the price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think they're
like 10 bucks each. Now, in my drawer here, I have a really good respirator, not a mask, a respirator with carbon filters. I have a half a dozen carbon filters to go in it, and I have some N95s. So
well, keep your carbon filter ready for when the bubonic plague heads this way. So because that's
and
next.
You people with N95s, if you can get N95s now. Okay, for a while.
Where? I can't find them. Do they have
it? I got it on Amazon. It was delivered the very next day.
Oh, but okay. In stores, though, like Lowe's and Home Depot, they don't have them.
The thing that bothered me about them is they were made in China. But that's okay. An N95 mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. It doesn't let any. It keeps out 95% of everything. Okay. But when you breathe out,
hence the 95.
Yeah, but when you breathe out the carbon dioxide and everything from your lungs goes right out. So an N95 mask is to protect you, not everybody else. And what they keep saying is, wear your mask, protect the other people. Well, if you want to protect the other people, the only thing that's going to protect the other people is my one with the filters in it and shit.
The respirator.
Yeah.
The full-blown military.
No, this is just one of those black Biden masks. It's kind of got these little cool slots on it.
But imagine I haven't personally seen it, but there's been videos on Facebook and TikTok and everywhere else where people have encountered, you know, customers walking into their Walmarts or Targets with those on. And quite honestly, it's kind of intimidating. I mean, when I see someone coming in one of those, I think, oh shit, they got tear gas with them and fucking, you know, the whole nine yards.
Well, if it's me, I've got my gun.
Oh yeah, because
I found out you can still carry concealed. There's a waiver because when you have a concealed carry, you cannot wear a mask. Okay, that's the fastest way to get arrested and lose your concealed carry. Well, the second fastest way would be like get busted for drugs or a felony, but it's a way you could lose your permit. But they've waived it in most states where that's the law, and I think it is the law in almost all states. You can't wear a mask and carry a gun. So, but yeah, with a mask on and a gun, I feel dangerous.
I don't blame you.
I'm a badass. You want to take the last box of Magnum Infinity? No, I don't think so, motherfucker.
So basically, if we look at this whole face mask thing in a whole, the bottom line is that it really is. There's nobody's protecting anybody in the long run.
Well, it does cut down on the amount and distance with which you transmit your breath.
Yes.
Okay, but what
which
about
is what they, I, which is what they're doing? I mean, the idea is for me wearing a mask is not to protect me; it's to protect you.
Yeah, I've got a whole box of those here. These Zubrex single use ear loop masks, and basically they're like 40% to 50% effective.
Okay, but how many times while you were in the store did you touch your mask or adjust your mask?
Me? At all?
You didn't touch your mask at all while you were in the store?
I don't think
so. I don't think so, but I don't really remember.
Maybe the bottom,
I hooked it on my ears and I put my thing.
Now, see, I do. As I'm in an aisle where there's nobody for a second, I pull it down so I can, you know, get a decent thing of air. But now here the problem is now I've touched the mask. And now if I touch product, technically I should have sanitized my hands. And you see it when in our Walmart especially, and again, you know, it's Walmart, but that's the way most people are shopping. They have their mask, but they just cover their lips. They don't even bring it up over their nose because they can get away with it. Nobody, you know, tells them, hey, pull your mask up. Because
well, if you have glasses on, it's a pain in the ass. But once you get inside the air conditioning, it's okay.
It is. It's just, I don't know, this space.
Yeah, I mean, I just put my mask on, I go in and I do my thing, and then I leave. I mean, it's really not difficult.
No, it's not that awful.
And I didn't have this urge to climb onto the train to Auschwitz. When I had my mask on, I didn't really feel like doing that.
So you don't feel like you're a sheep, basically. You feel
no.
Like...
I mean, first of all, I got enough people that I know either in my family or extended family that are in the medical profession that, you know, it's not a sheep kind of thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Plus,
it is
you and I both
nothing.
Have pre-existing, so
yes. So yeah.
But in Florida, it's different.
Okay. Nobody has pre-existing conditions in Florida?
No, but the nudist resort Empire Haven doesn't go by the Joe Cocker song, You Can Leave Your Hat On. They go by their new slogan, You Can Leave Your Mask On.
Well, good.
Just that's your mask. It. Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be sexier to have the mask and the hat, but that's just me, I guess. But Megan Robinson, general manager of the nudist resort Empire Haven. That's the one in New York. She's in New York. Well, we've got Empire Haven. It's also in Florida.
Cypress something
Coast
was
in Florida.
Yeah.
She said, that's it. It's a little bit odd, but that's the only part of the body that's closed. But down here in Florida, we enjoy the nudist lifestyle, but we're trying to be safe and cautious.
Good.
Cypress Cove, like other nudist resorts, requires people to wear masks in most public areas. Nudists lament, however, that one of the biggest downsides to having to wear the mask is not the sheeple comments. It's not the train to Auschwitz. It's not getting harassed on Facebook by the never maskers. It's because they're not completely nude and they get mask shape tan lines. And Dan, see, that's the one thing that bothers me. The sun kills coronavirus. The warmer it is, the faster the sun kills it.
They say.
Why would you wear your mask outside? That's sort of like wearing it in the car when you're driving alone. I just don't get that.
Well, I mean, they talk about wearing it in situations where you're with other people.
I watched a guy jogging down the road on my way to work this morning with a fucking mask on. That's just unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. And they've had, because your carbon dioxide doesn't get out as good, too. You'd be like that idiot in Connecticut who was wearing an N95 mask driving on a long trip, and he passed out and crashed into a tree in New Jersey.
Yeah, I just.
What a moron.
I don't get some people.
Solaire board member Nancy Greenhouse has noted that most people are complying with the rule, although she admits they have had some pushback on the tan thing because it ruins their suntan.
Well, I'll tell you, if that's the worst problem you got, you're doing okay in life.
Yeah, have you ever been to a nudist? You ever look at these nudist colony things? Most people are old anyway.
I really try to not look at the nudist colony because that is exactly correct. They're old.
Hey,
well, then you've also got people like this asshole in India that I found. He's a 49-year-old dude. His name's
douche, not douche.
Douche.
He looks like a douche.
His name's Karhati. He owns a company that makes industrial sheds. He likes to adorn himself with gold jewelry weighing about a kilogram, including a bracelet, necklace, and rings on each finger of his right hand.
Must be a lot of money in sheds.
Yeah. But he also now has a 60-gram gold mask. Paid over $4,000 for it. It's got a gold face mask to protect him from corona. He says, I'm not sure if it'll be effective to protect me from the coronavirus, but I'm taking other precautions. It's a thin mask with tiny pores that's helping me breathe. Well, it's also letting your breath out. So it's probably doing nothing other than making the rest of the people in his country that is mostly poor hate him for being a rich motherfucker.
Yeah,
the guy wears a kilogram of gold.
He's just asking to be stabbed or jumped or something. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a dickhead. And then
this is one of those times when I wish we didn't do radio and we actually had our video and people could watch so we could show what he looks like. Because he just looks like an idiot.
He looks like a douche.
A douche.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, that mask is...
It's just so...
And cool. He's got these cheap-ass elastic bands holding on his $4,000 mask.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so freaking cheesy. That's a good point.
You think he'd have a better way to hold it on, like Velcro or something.
His face.
Yeah. And then we've got people who are just weird about this whole thing. Got this lady in Dallas. She was shopping in a supermarket in Texas. And she actually had a mask on while she was shopping, I read. But as she was pretty much done shopping and headed to the front of the store to check out, she took her mask off. And they asked her to put it back on. And she basically said she didn't give a fuck. She's from Dallas. And then she ranted and angrily flung the items from her cart.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know either. But she flung the items from her cart all over the store. And we have a 27-second clip of the actual destruction that this lady caused by being asked to put a mask back on that she'd been wearing her whole time shopping.
Yeah, the audio is a little rough because it's from a camera phone.
This is definitely a Karen, though.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
I don't give a fuck about Dallas.
Oh, my God.
Every time you hear the splat, that was an item from her cart hitting the floor of the store.
You know what gets me about this whole thing? She's going to have to go shopping again.
Not there.
But, you know, she was all ready to check out. I mean,
she's got to go somewhere else.
You do the shopping. Except you do the shopping, right? In your household?
I do,
food?
Yeah.
How long does it take you to go?
I got one of those services I could use, but fuck it. They always screw it up, so I go get it myself.
Yeah, so you go to the store, and how long does it take you to go through and do your shopping, and how long do you shop for?
Generally 40 minutes.
Okay, and that's like a week's. Is that about a week's worth of groceries?
No, I get two or three times a week.
Oh, okay.
It takes a little longer now because you can only go one way up the aisles.
Yep.
That adds.
All right,
so
you're only getting a couple of days worth of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'm there an hour and a half. When we go to Walmart, we're at Walmart for an hour and a half. So yeah, your point is now she's got to go spend another hour and a half somewhere else in town to buy all of her groceries.
I spend between like 80 and 180 bucks depending on how much meat I get. And
yep.
And yeah, and she's going to have to like go to another store and do the exact same thing over again.
Mm-hmm.
What a moron. but I mean, the really weird part about this is she didn't come in without a mask and go shopping and then get caught at the end. She was wearing it the whole time.
It just got pissed off.
She had it in her hand and goes, I got a fucking mask. You know, we don't need to elect Democrats. We've got enough morons already in this country. I mean, just, you know.
You know, and you've got, they have, and the problem is like here, they say you have to wear a mask or you can get it, you know, fine. But they're not doing that. But there's other places that, I mean, it's not big, but I saw, I don't remember where it was. It was $25 and they were throwing out violations as fast as they were coming in. They were going and giving people the $25 violation for not wearing a mask. And it's just really, really, it's just out of control all around. But in the same sense, it's not really that much of an inconvenience. I mean, look at look at back when all of these kids, you know, we made a reference like a couple of weeks ago about all the kids that are going to miss graduation and miss, you know, prom and miss this and or did right. Missed graduation and prom. But look at all of the kids that
all the
got
seniors
called up.
Didn't get to play spring sports.
Yeah. But look at all the seniors that went to Vietnam. You know, we got called to sit on our couch for 3 months and watch TV and do nothing.
Almost four months.
Okay. Or 4 months, and people are pissed off about it. I mean, this could be a whole lot worse. We could have been called up to go serve in a war and die, you know, and thousands of people die.
Well, not me and CB. We're too damn old. They don't want us.
Yeah.
No, they don't want you guys. But
Slim, if they want us, the war is long lost.
Yeah.
No, I know. But the problem is this was one of the simplest things that was given to the American public. Stay home. Wear a mask when you go in public. You know, try to stay away from the old people. And people just can't abide by it. They've got to find every loophole to get out of wearing a mask or to not stay home. I mean, this was just a simple set of instructions given to us by our government to try to keep people safe, and God forbid if we can do it. And it's just sad. It's really sad.
Well, the March of the Morons has continued. On, I think it was Saturday, was 38 straight days of rioting in Portland because the government just won't do it. They won't do a fucking thing about it. They're just...
It's okay. Let him go. It's all right.
But this week we saw the destruction of a George Washington statue, which was removed from guess where? George Washington University.
Are they changing the name?
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. Guess what they took down? Columbus. They also wrecked the Thomas Jefferson statue and Abe Lincoln statue. And the one that really killed me, Frederick Douglass. They destroyed the Frederick Douglass statue on July 5th, the anniversary of his most famous speech that he gave in 1852 about what the 4th of July means to slaves. Frederick Douglass was a black man, a genius black man, a great American, a friend of Abraham Lincoln.
Well, they tore his statue down too. So,
well, yeah, but on the anniversary of his historical speech, I mean, more people would remember the "I Have a Dream" speech. Okay, that Martin Luther King gave. Okay, this was Frederick Douglass's version of "I Have a Dream." Okay, this was a you got to read it someday. I mean, you really do. Read Frederick Douglass's speech. It was located in Maplewood Park, and they had taken it off, leaned it over the fence, and tried to push it into the river. This is in Rochester, okay? The base and lower part of the statue was damaged, as was a finger on the statue's left hand. They just ripped it off the base. What they're saying is the statue itself was damaged, transporting it, trying to throw it into the river. The speech was called "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." Look that up, people. Read it. The man is brilliant. He was the Thomas Sowell of his day. And he was actually a very wealthy man. His brains were rewarded back then like they are now. And the people that are leading in the polls for our elections are the ones without any brains. We need more Frederick Douglasses. You know, I love Tim Scott. Tim Scott is a great man, but he's not a Frederick Douglass. I mean, he's one of the biggest abolitionists there were. He credited the signers of the Declaration of Independence as brave and great men, but he did call out the hypocrisy of celebrating the 4th of July as a day of freedom, because the slaves were still not free. This is the 1850s, okay? I mean, that's what these people are doing. They're tearing down American history. And I think what makes America great is the way we overcome our shortcomings, not the fact that we used to have shortcomings, okay? But they don't teach anything in school. I blame the NEA for all this crap. Kids are so damn dumb. I swear to God, you got a college degree nowadays. All that means is you drank for 4 extra years before you went to work, drank and did drugs. And you know, and if you're going to, what's the other one they, oh, the other one they tore down was, this was in California, John Greenleaf Whittier. Now, he was a white dude, but he was a founding member of the American Anti-Slavery Society. He was also a poet, and he published a booklet that was widely read in the 1840s and 50s called Justice and Justice and something. Anyway, it was an anti-slavery pamphlet. John Greenleaf Whittier, a great abolitionist, like the guy in Philadelphia that I talked about last week or the week before. Abolitionist. The guy in Minnesota who came here from Norway or Sweden or something was an abolitionist, and he fought for the North in his adopted home country, and he died in the war, and they wrecked his statue too. These are the people that we are this close to putting in charge of our country. Okay? I know politicians are stupid, and most of them are disingenuous more than stupid. They know they're lying. But these people that are doing this are actually genuinely stupid. And you cannot take their side in any election. I'm sorry. You just can't. If you love America, you can't do it. But whose statue don't they mess with? This is the one that pisses me off.
I just don't think they like statues.
Well, Margaret Sanger. If you don't know who Margaret Sanger is, you should. Margaret Sanger sought for the elimination of the unfit. In Margaret Sanger's world, the unfit was anybody who wasn't white, which in her day was mostly black. We didn't have too many Hispanics in the country in the 1940s. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Why did Margaret Sanger found Planned Parenthood? Because by aborting black babies, she could get rid of blacks. That's what she wanted to do. She was a eugenicist. She wanted to kill off a race. Now, I can understand you not liking Robert E. Lee, you know, or Longstreet or Stonewall Jackson, who fought for the Confederacy to preserve their so-called right to slavery. But Margaret Sanger wanted to kill everybody who was black. She wanted them to die. Why are all the Planned Parenthoods in poor neighborhoods? Gee, I wonder. Come on, folks. I mean, the black friends that I have, they get this. But that's why they're my friends, because I don't have a lot of morons for friends. And if you're a moron on my list, well, I got rid of four of them the other day. But she has a bust in the Smithsonian Institute. And Hillary Clinton is a big fan. So even for no other reason, Hillary Clinton being a big fan of Margaret Sanger should want you to blow up her bust. I can't believe the Smithsonian set up. I really
Hillary's
don't.
Just impressed with the body count associated with her.
Margaret Sanger's body count's pretty awful. I looked up the stats on this today, and it just friggin' floored me. I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad. For every 1,000 black babies born, there are over 400 aborted. That's over 28%.
Wow.
Yeah. Those children are our future. If we would educate them properly and quit handicapping them with shitty school systems and crime-ridden neighborhoods to grow up in where they're scared to death all the time, that's what you got to do. And that's what we were trying to do. And then this COVID thing comes along and starts fucking everything all up. But Margaret Sanger she's a deplorable. Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters deplorable. No, Margaret Sanger is a deplorable. She promoted forcible sterilization of undesirables. 65% of the forced sterilizations in North Carolina were black women. Between 1929 and 1976. But no mobs are going after Margaret Sanger.
Of course not.
Yeah. Just a little history, because we didn't have that many funny stories this week, and she always pisses me off when her name comes up.
Well, we need history too.
It's, you know, that's the thing. Conservatives don't give a flying fudge what your race is, what your religion is, who your daddy was, what your background is. We care what your morals are and how you act in society. Those are the only two things that matter. The people who look at what color your skin is all the time are the leftists. They're the ones who, black people and brown people. And Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization. They don't care about black lives. They care about the forcible overthrow of the American system of government. As a matter of fact, 46% of Black Lives Matter is white. And that doesn't mean 54% of it's black. It's like 26% black, and the rest of it's mixed and Hispanic. But they wanted to fund the police, and here's how well that's going. Chicago this weekend, 77 shot, 13 dead. Two of them were children. New York City, 56 shot, 11 dead. Philly, 34 shot, 9 dead. Atlanta, 24 shot, 5 dead, including a child in a drive-by. She went to see grandma. And one of the killings in New York was especially heinous because I saw the video clip of it on the news. They stopped it right as the shot was fired. But this man is walking his 5-6-year-old daughter across the street in I think it was Brooklyn. I'm not going to swear to it because I'm not looking at it. But he's walking across the street holding the hand of his little daughter, and a car comes by, a gun comes out the window, and they shoot the father dead in the street. In the daylight. It wasn't like he's walking around with his daughter at 11 o'clock at night. It was daytime. Could have killed the kid too. They didn't, thank God. But, you know, the little girl in Atlanta, she went to grandma's for the 4th of July. And we had a drive-by and it got her. This shit's got to stop. This shit has got to stop. And here's how much the media gives a flying shit about it. All these deaths this weekend, all these horrible, horrible acts of violence. The media didn't ask the administration spokesman a single question about it in the news conference today. Nothing. They don't care either. So, but anyway, there are some idiots on the right too, and we point them out when we find them.
And we found one.
We found one. It's a tiny percentage compared to the idiots on the left, but this one deserves whatever nasty thing happens to him for his actions. CB found this one, I think. North Carolina racetrack lost nearly all of its sponsors in races.
Oops.
Right, as in car races. After the owner placed a Bubba rope for sale on Facebook.
What a dumbass.
Well, no, the all incident with Bubba laugh. Wallace. Bubba Wallace with his, oh my God, there's a noose in my... And no, it's a pull for the garage door. It's been there... And they said it was there a year before. No, there's pictures of it. It was there in 2017. It's been there for 3 or 4 races. So Bubba Wallace, he doubled down on it the next day because he was on CNN talking to Don Lemon. But then he finally said, oh, okay, I'm glad it wasn't a racist thing. But, you know, every single person in NASCAR supported Bubba Wallace. You know, if all those white hillbillies were racist, would they have all pushed his car to the front and marched with him down the straightaway? I don't think so. But this asshole in North Carolina with his Bubba rope, it's called 311 Speedway, and the jerk-off's name is Mike Fulp. He said the ropes come with a lifetime warranty and work great. He also organized a heritage night at the course and encouraged spectators to purchase your Confederate flags and caps and your Christian flag, American flag, Donald Trump flag. Well, if you listen to Donald Trump's speech over the weekend and not just what they said on CNN and MSNBC, he's against all that crap. And then he ruined it with a tweet today, which I don't want to go into, but it pissed me off. The track has lost all its sponsors and races. The spokesman for the governor of North Carolina calling Fulp's actions horrific and shameful. For once, I agree with the moron Democratic governor of North Carolina.
But I mean, how can somebody
basically just ruin
talk about this in pre? Yeah, we talked about this in pre-show. How can somebody be that stupid?
They just are.
I mean, seriously, how can someone who runs a business
that, how can these college kids tear down a statue of Frederick Douglass? There are people but they're that are that young.
They're young. They don't know anything yet in life. This guy owns a property is
probably worth a few million dollars.
You would think, and has been running what would be a successful business for a few years, you would think. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't go into it in the story. And then decides, hey, I know what I'll do. This is a great idea. I'm going to sell nooses.
See, I think if you even think that's funny, you really are racist. Okay? This is the problem, because there are a few. But there is no white supremacy. There is no systemic racism. But there are a few assholes, and Mr. Fulp is one of them. And to be honest and fair, Off the Hook Radio called his dumb ass out. Bitch. Okay. And while the bullets are in the air in our lefty cities that we just talked about before the idiot in North Carolina, love is in the air in leftist Massachusetts.
Damn straight.
It's still weird, though.
Well, besides that, that's a minor technicality.
Oh, fuck you. Now they're not going to let me see. I looked at the article. I looked at the article too many times, and now they won't let me see it again. Is there an X on this thing somewhere so I can get to the article?
Probably not.
Can you guys see the article?
I got it.
I refreshed it. No, it came back.
Okay.
It wants me to buy the Metro West Daily News.
I don't buy the Metro West Daily News. You don't have to either.
Okay. Well, anyway. Read the story. You've got it.
Okay. Well, basically, Somerville became one of the first cities in the nation, if not the first, to recognize polyamorous domestic partnerships.
That means
and
more than one.
Basically, what that is that's no, that's not, that's many. Poly means many. So yeah. I think that's like three or more.
Yeah, well, I mean more than one husband or wife. Yes. Okay. I got you.
Okay.
This is not Southern Utah. This is Massachusetts, right?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. Somerville is just outside of Boston. Yeah, but it's interesting that how they did it is they define a domestic partnership as an entity formed by people.
People.
Yes. Being plural.
All 42 sexes.
And they don't say like both. They don't use any words that
are
describe two people or gender specific or describe two people. They change their bylaws just to be a whole bunch of people, which personally I don't have a problem with.
So you can marry a guy, a girl, and a dog.
Well, no. Animals are not included. Yeah, it's got to be people. Okay. It's an entity formed by people.
I shouldn't give them the idea. That'll be next.
An entity formed by mammals. But, you know, personally, I don't care if you have two husbands and three wives. What do I care?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
That's what I mean. I mean, I, you know, whatever you want to define as your family unit, I don't care. Why do I care? Why does it impact me?
Or they're putting a legal stamp of approval on something that is anathema to all religions.
So what?
No.
First of all, it's not all religions.
Oh, yeah. Muslims. Never mind.
Yeah. And fundamentalist Mormons.
Yeah.
What about Jedi?
I mean, I don't know about Jedi. I don't think so. No, I don't believe Jedi aren't supposed to form relationships like that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, they got big lightsabers.
Yes, they do. That's why
some do.
That's why Anakin got in trouble. That's one of the reasons Anakin got in trouble.
Yeah, I've said before, I had no problem with gay marriage. I was especially pissed off about the fact that because they weren't legally tied together, they didn't have any rights like in hospital visitations or other stuff without having to get a lawyer involved and drawing up paperwork and all this shit for, power of attorney, medical power of attorney and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was just crap, and there should be a way to legalize their union. I just didn't want it to be called marriage because I didn't want to see the fight on the religious side. I don't take the religious people's point of view on this, but I thought out of respect for the people who are very religious and the marriage being the Bible and all that bullshit, is there another name you could use? Well, I lost that argument in about 3.5 days. It was over. It was, and it's fine. Gay marriage, it's fine. I got a gay kid. Okay. So don't give me any shit. All right. My kid wants to get married. I'm there. Okay. I'll give away the bride to the bride, or if she wants to be the groom or whatever. I don't know.
Unfortunately, you got to pick your state.
Not anymore. No, the Supreme Court made it a nationwide thing. So gay marriage is legal everywhere.
Okay, good.
For a while there, it was like this state could do it, this state you couldn't. But the Supreme Court got involved, and it's everywhere. So
personally, okay. I don't think
I don't know about marrying three people and shit in Massachusetts.
Well, does it bother if it happened tomorrow?
Yeah.
How does that impact you?
I don't know. I couldn't stand being married to one woman, and let alone three.
Yeah, well, we both have that problem. But,
and I'm not bringing another husband in either.
Yeah, which is fine. But if,
somebody down the street, but another guy wasn't involved.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody down the street wants to do that, I don't care. It doesn't impact me.
No,
one bit.
I mean, the thing
love
is,
government
should not be in the position to define marriage at all. It's a religious thing.
See, that was my point. Yeah, the word marriage was a religious thing. I thought it could be a civil union or a common law. There's ways of being married without having to use the word marriage. But the gay people rightly said, look, we want the same rights as them. They call it marriage. We want to call it marriage. You know what? I'm not gay. If it makes them happy to call it marriage, fine. Like I said, I gave up on marriage for 3 days.
In the eyes of the Catholic Church, I'm still married.
Oh yeah, my first one got annulled because she turned Catholic. Okay, that's another reason I'm not into organized religion. Because any religion that could annul a marriage that lasted 16 years, no. there was a kid involved. The marriage was consummated a few times. And,
congratulations.
Yeah. And to annul, the reasons for annulling, there were no reasons for annulling. The only reason for annulling was so that she could become a Catholic and donate to the church. That was it. They're just money hungry whores. I got no respect for that. I'm cool with the baby Jesus and all that stuff, but man, organized religion, you can shove it. Sorry. I'm offending all my born again friends, but I'm cool with that too. You do what you want to do. I'm like CB said, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason I had that position on gay marriage for about 3 days is because I didn't want to offend you guys. It didn't bother me in the least, but that's also why I'm a lousy politician because I go down the middle on too many things. Oh, well, that's a bitch when you're fair. So anyway,
good for Somerville.
Somerville, it's a city. It's a real city.
Yes.
It's not just like a.
Yes.
Three streets.
It's not a hamlet out in the middle of nowhere.
No.
Like Barry. Which I'm very familiar with.
All right, well, we got harmless nuts, too.
Oh, that's good. I like the harmless ones.
Yeah, and this one's from TikTok, so we're going to blame our TikTok guru, DJ Slim.
See, don't blame me.
It's probably his TikTok.
We're blaming you for our stupid criminal of the week.
I promise it's not
your TikTok. You did it.
This is our stupid criminal of the week. Bad boys, bad boys. This gentleman is from Louisiana. He went on TikTok.
That's a new one, Louisiana.
Yeah, he put something on TikTok. And he said if he gets 2,000 likes, he was going to celebrate in a special way. Now, 2,000 likes for Slim is about a minute and a half.
Sometimes. It depends on the night. But yeah, sometimes.
Tell him how many likes you've had on some of your TikTok stuff.
A couple hundred thousand.
How many?
A couple hundred thousand.
A couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't promise anybody anything. Yeah, for Slim to do something this stupid, you have to go, well, if I get 1.5 million likes, I'll do this. This guy did this for 2,000. All right.
Well, Bozier, 2,000 Slim would be doing a lot of stupid things.
Yeah. 2,000 Slim goes, well, that was a good 10 minutes. You know. Yeah. Bozier City, Louisiana. Police were able to reel in a man captured on video swimming through a fish tank at a Bass Pro Shop. Kevin Wise, 26, told KSL-TV that he plunged into the indoor aquarium at Bass Pro Shop last week to follow through on a promise he made to followers on the social media platform TikTok. I said, if I get 2,000 likes, I'd jump in the tank. I got way more than that, and I didn't want to be a liar. Video captured Go ahead.
Well, no, just, you know, so he uses that as an explanation. And are the cops just supposed to say, oh, yeah, okay, fine, see ya?
Well,
no, that's not the way it's going to work.
But sort of like the guy in Live PD who didn't have a license, didn't have registration, but told the cop where the weed was, so he thought he's going to go home.
But you know what? That's kind of what happens in some of these cases. I've seen where Instagram, what we call an Instagram influencer, which is somebody who has thousands of followers on their Instagram account, will go into a restaurant and order a meal. And then at the end of their meal, they'll, I'm an Instagram reviewer. I'm going to review your meal, so I'm not going to pay for it. And they just kind of expect that they're going to get their meal for free and they're going to be able to review it because they're this Instagram influencer. So some of these people kind of think that, well, I'm going to be able to jump into this, but as soon as the cops roll up, I'm going to be able to show them my TikTok and I'm going to be like, go scot-free.
Well, actually, he went swimming through the tank. Okay, it was captured on video by a shopper. And he went through. Then he climbed out and ran from the store in his wet clothes. They heard a big flash, and I thought it was one of the fish. See, this is a fish tank where you can practice casting. It's Bass Pro Shops, for God's sakes. But his fiance said, somebody is in the tank. We saw the guy swimming. So the police department said, this guy's in trouble. It costs them money to empty out the 13,000-gallon and clean it.
Yep.
So he was charged with simple criminal damage to property and released with a citation to appear in court. And he's going to be paying out a few grand for his little TikTok likes.
Yeah, what a moron.
Yeah, can you make any money out of TikTok?
I bet he pays out more dollars than he got TikTok likes.
Here's the only way you can make money in TikTok, though. He would have actually had to have been live and streaming it live. And the problem is the whole thing would have taken place in the matter of 2 or 3 minutes. So he would never have gained enough people to be on the live to see it to actually make any money. Because you have to have the people, you have to have, a couple hundred people on there giving you gifts on your live. And it takes, 15 or 20 minutes before, you get up to a couple of hundred people on your live. So if this is going to be a 2-minute prank where he runs in the store, jumps in the fish tank, runs out, he's never going to make any money. So, yeah, this dude's no TikTok video is going to pay for his lawyer fees.
This was a loss.
I got another story here that I didn't put in the show post.
I
just want to know if this sounds like you're talking about the social media influencers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if this is kind of how it works. Feds busted a Black Lives Matter organizer for blackmailing local businesses. The riot in Madison, Wisconsin was inspired by the arrest of organizer Devonair Johnson for organizing in a restaurant. The resulting violence saw statutes toppled and Democratic state senator beaten. But now they've busted Johnson for blackmailing businesses. He filed the charges, alleged he threatened to bash windows of downtown businesses unless employees of those businesses gave him money.
Jesus.
He also threatened to shut down and destroy another business unless Johnson and his friends were provided free food and drinks.
It's the same.
That made me think of your Instagram.
It's called extortion.
That's not what
it sounds like an episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's not what an influencer does. They don't cause this kid did cause destruction because they had to, empty out the pool, but that wasn't his intent. These guys, their intent is to cause destruction. I mean, they're not influencers by any way, shape, or form. They're just badasses.
Mr. Johnson was in one restaurant. He brought in a boombox inside and wouldn't turn it down. And the owner told Johnson that he had donated money to a group supporting the Black Lives Matter campaign. Johnson asked, well, what have you done locally? And then he told the owner, give me money or we'll break your windows.
Well, that's just like CB said, straight up extortion.
He went to a bar and asked for free food and drinks for him and his friends. Or else the bar was going to be marked. He says, you don't want 600 people come here and destroy your business and burn it down.
Well, you're right. You're on the same ideas, and that's what
influencers are.
But they don't say they're going to have people come and burn their place down. But they'll walk in and say, "Hey, I'm an Instagram influencer. Can I have a free meal? In return for reviewing you." And if they turn them down, then they do. But they blackball the restaurant on their Instagram. They'll go out and say, "Well, don't go here. Their food sucks." When in fact, they never even actually ended up eating the food because they weren't going to get it for free. And I actually saw someone get called out by a restaurant that did exactly that. Walked into the restaurant, asked to have their food. And the guy looked at him and says, I don't give a shit who you are. You're going to pay for your food. And the guy refused to eat there, left, and then went on Instagram onto his account with hundreds of thousands of followers and bashed the restaurant saying how bad the food was. Well, he never even ate the food. So how can, the restaurant found it. They made their rebuttal. But the rebuttal from the restaurant's lost in the whole thing that, he's the influencer, the restaurant's not. So his word is, more gold.
Well, Mr. Johnson has three felony convictions already, but he was acquitted of the most important one, which basically would have had him in jail and he wouldn't be able to be doing this right now. He began to fight with a guy called LG, who had a previous relationship with Johnson's girlfriend in 2015. The pair began to fight. A witness told police that LG at one point had Johnson in a headlock. Johnson told LG to stop, let me go, or I'm going to shoot you, according to a witness, and it was caught on video. LG was reportedly shot in the neck and was paralyzed from his neck down, and then the jury acquitted Johnson, even though they had it on video.
Hey, before we
I don't think he's a good influence.
No, not at all. But before we play your clip that we want to close with tonight, plus we also want to close with a song after that, quick, I need your guys' squares for the Maxwell Suicide Watch, or the Suicide Square.
Any day that ends in Y.
Is Lane Maxwell?
Yes.
No, I think the video's come out.
She's due to testify Friday.
She's 58. She's still not ugly. She's got millions of dollars in cash stashed places. She doesn't want to spend 20 years in jail. She's a survivor.
You don't think she's going to commit suicide?
I do. She's suicided. There's no doubt.
Look, the only person she was screwing, well, apparently she had some threesomes with Epstein and some of the young girls, but the only other person she was screwing was Clinton.
Yeah.
So, cool. she's on a very, very long list there. That's no big deal.
All right. Say hi to LJ.
Clinton screwed more people than the Clintons.
LJ, Wesley, don't listen.
Play your PD. Well,
we got this 911 call, and I think this guy's drunk. But then again, he hits the floor at the end. So, we report, you decide.
There you go. We're going to close after that. Charlie Daniels, rest in peace, died today.
Yeah, I like Charlie.
Awesome, man. Saw him live. So, good night. We'll be back next week. Same time. Hopefully with some better news than coronavirus, but who knows?
Fuck the corona.
Bye.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, so I need a cleanup service and a doctor or whatever.
Sir, are you injured?
I think so, but I can't really tell what's left.
What's left of what?
My wife was in the bathroom, so I figured I'd just go in the sink, and I slipped on my own piss, cut my dong in the sink hole. I tried to pull myself up. And hit the dang switch and got the disposal turned on.
Wait, what?
I just ground up my own dick.
Are you serious?
I just ground up my own dick.
Oh, my God.
The disposal has disposed my dick all over the walls.
Sir, help is on the way.
Oh, ma'am, it's like a Tasmanian devil one buck wild on some spaghetti in here.
Sir, if you can unlock your door, the EMT will assist you.
Oh, man, it's like it's a suicide from hell. I'm passing out.
Sir? Sir?
Good night, everybody.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.